is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa, Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And March is Women's Month, okay? And if you're a black woman, you have to have a huge concern for Women's Month and obviously Black History Month. So you have like two disadvantages in the workforce. Why didn't you, ma'am, get that promotion? Was it because you're black? Was it because you're a woman? And some of the more lucrative jobs, we find that people of color don't spend the kind of time and get the promotions on Wall Street that they should. So whether it be the large financial institutions like Citibank, JP Morgan, all of them, you know, their hiring practices, how they promote people in the workforce, leaves a lot to be desired. Have you been discriminated on your job? Did you lose that promotion? You know, these are issues as people of color that we face all the time in the workforce. So we talk about housing discrimination, you know. Can we get that apartment in the high-rise building even though we make similar income? So whether it be housing discrimination, where mortgage is concerned, where we are victims of predatory lending, we pay in a higher interest rate than we should. Studies have shown that even though we have better credit scores than white people, we pay in higher interest rates on our mortgage loans. All of these issues are obviously very concerning. Not only are we not paid the wage that we deserve, but we are not paid what? We don't pay the interest rates, which should be lower, even though our credit scores are better. So we are being killed at both ends where our personal finance is concerned. And in 2022, as we move away from the pandemic, obviously we are concerned about, you know, a safe workplace, but we are also concerned about these same issues that have lingered for time immemorial. One of the other bigger issues also is the unemployment rate, where we have blacks with college degrees, Latinos with college degrees, having a higher unemployment rate than the national unemployment rate. So even though we are qualified, we are not getting those job opportunities. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. If you believe that you are being discriminated against on your job as an immigrant, give us a call. If you are injured on the job and you're undocumented, yes, you qualify for workers' compensation. And any employer that is threatening you, telling you that you shouldn't get overtime, you shouldn't get a raise, because you may have a social security, a work permit, or any green card that is expired, be careful. Any employer that threatens you, threatens the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, we will be your warriors in your defense here in America. America is a capitalist country, very, very capitalistic. and people take advantage of you. They break the law. If they're breaking the law and you're not certain, you need a consultation to safeguard your rights, and we will work for you. People sometimes pay the notaries on the street more than they will pay a lawyer, or they may pay a lawyer a fee, and there's no good end game for you. You'll go through the whole process, step one, step three, and you should have known from step one that you do not qualify for a particular immigration benefit or any relief in the litigation that you may want to pursue. My name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. At our website, you could get detailed information in the more popular areas of law that we face, whether it be personal injury, workers' compensation, civil rights, immigration, matrimonial issues. Visit our website, Ask the Lawyer, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. There are a lot of links to our practice areas on that website, and you will get some very insightful information at askthelawyer.us, www.askthelawyer.us. The number to call, the number to keep, and more importantly, the number to share, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Give us a call, schedule that consultation, or share that number with your friends and colleagues. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers, and we have some very interesting interviews on workers' compensation, wills, trust, and estate, and immigration matters coming up soon. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figueroa & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figueroa and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Love is in the air. Do you know that a prenup or an irrevocable trust can say, I love you in a way flowers and chocolates never could? Ask the lawyer. Let the law firm of Fig, R.O. and Associates show you how. Don't hesitate. Call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us to schedule an appointment today.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Hello, my name is Mary Campbell, legal assistant at the law firm of Figueroa and Associates, and your presenter with this week's immigration news. The state of Texas isn't just creating chaos and cruelty at the border. It's trying to break the things that work. For decades, the Catholic nonprofit Annunciation House has worked to support migrants in El Paso, Texas. It's provided shelter, food, and services to countless people who have just arrived in the United States, many of whom have been released directly from government custody after being apprehended and processed by Customs and Border Protection, and many of whom would otherwise be sleeping on the street. But the state of Texas is trying to put a stop to all that. Last month, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sued to strip Annunciation House of its status as a nonprofit organization. Immigration parole is a well-worn tool for U.S. presidents. It faces a big test in 2024 elections. President Biden has made more use of immigration parole than any American president to bypass an uncooperative Congress, but he's hardly the first. The presidential power has been a centerpiece of Biden's strategy to channel immigrants through new and expanded legal pathways and discourage illegal crossings, a radical difference from his rival Donald Trump. Biden granted at least 1 million temporary visits, which generally include eligibility to work. Trump has said during his campaign to return to the White House that he would end the outrageous abuse of parole. Parole, which was created under a 1952 law, allows the president to admit people only on a case-by-case basis for urgent humanitarian reasons or significant public benefit. It has been ordered 126 times by every president since then except for Trump, according to David Beer of the pro-immigration Cato Institute. Immigration is taking pressure off the job market and U.S. economy, expert says. The share of immigrants in the U.S. labor force has steadily increased for more than a decade, and that growth is poised to continue, a trend economists say benefits the American workforce and economy. In 2006, 15.3% of the civilian labor force was made up of foreign-born workers, or those born outside the U.S., according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That share hit a record 18.6% in 2023. Mark Sandy, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, said the increase in foreign-born workers is taking pressure off the economy. In fact, it's probably one reason why the economy grew so strongly last year, he said. The growth in foreign-born workers comes amid a contentious immigration policy debate in the U.S. In New York, in historic first, construction contractor criminally charged an immigrant worker's death. The landmark indictment charges Michael Conway with a felony and two counts of reckless endangerment following the death of immigrant worker Joseph Vega. When 46-year-old immigrant construction worker Joseph Vega was killed on May 4, 2021, his death was another incident in the growing number of trench-related fatalities for the year. But on Monday, February 26, Vega's death made history when a Westchester County grand jury indicted his supervisor, Michael Conway, 59, who was overseeing the construction site when Vega died. renewed scrutiny for city's deadline policy as number of immigrants in shelter declines. The number of newly arrived immigrants now in the city's care is around 64,000, down from more than 69,000 in mid-January, what City Hall has attributed in part to shelter deadlines. A bill in the City Council would end the controversial policy, which critics say has forced people into precarious situations, sleeping on the streets, on the floors of churches, and in unsafe, as evidenced by an incident recently in which the city evacuated a Queens basement storefront, where an estimated 70 people had allegedly been staying. But while Mayor Eric Adams says the limited shelter stays are intended to help new arrivals take the next step in their journey, the administration also admits that it isn't tracking where people go after they leave the system. Meanwhile, Supreme Court temporarily blocks Texas law. The Supreme Court on Monday, March 4, temporarily blocked a new Texas immigration law in response to a Biden administration request. In an order issued by conservative Justice Samuel Alito, the court froze a lower court decision that would have allowed the law to go into effect Sunday. The ruling is now blocked until March 13, giving all nine justices more time to determine what next steps to take. Alito also ordered Texas to respond to the Biden administration request by March 11. The law in question, known as SB 4, allows police to arrest migrants who illegally cross the border from Mexico and imposes criminal penalties. Additional guidance on valid passports or travel documents for fiscal year 2025 H-1B registrations. On February 2, 2024, the Department of Homeland Security published a final rule to improve the H-1B registration selection process and program integrity. This rule created a beneficiary-centric process under which registrations will be selected by unique beneficiary rather than by individual registration. As previously announced, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services will require registrants to provide valid passport information or valid travel document information for each beneficiary. Under the final rule, a valid passport or travel document is required at the registration stage. A passport or travel document that has expired and has not been extended is not considered valid. The passport or travel document listed in the registration must correspond to the passport or travel document the beneficiary intends to use to enter the United States, if or when the beneficiary is abroad. Each beneficiary must be registered under only one passport or travel document. Finally, healthcare for immigrants in New York City. New York City offers options for health coverage to all New Yorkers, regardless of immigration status. For New Yorkers who cannot access traditional health insurance, New York City offers NYC Care, a healthcare access program that guarantees low-cost and no-cost services to New Yorkers who do not qualify for or cannot afford health insurance. The Get Covered the NYC team provides multilingual, holistic support to ensure everyone can access the health resources to which they are entitled. Thank you.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro & Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro & Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Arle Lou Izon is a criminal, now deceased and indicted by the federal government for defrauding thousands of Grenadians. If you or a family member is a victim of Arle Lou Izon and are in deportation proceedings or any immigration matters pending in immigration court, please call the law firm of Figaro and Associates at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figaro, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figaro.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Don't divorce your children. Don't divorce your money. You divorce your spouse. Many times when we work with clients on contested divorces, i.e., there's assets associated with the marriage or children. So it could be children where child support has to be determined, where maintenance, alimony has to be determined, where selling one property here, one back home, or several, dwellings is concerned, because as people grow in a marriage, their assets grow and they purchase various homes. Sometimes in New York State, sometimes obviously in other states, Florida, Georgia, California, in the Caribbean, Latin America, even Africa. Yes, people invest in real property. And the family obviously is getting what we call asset rich. Sometimes a business might be involved. And obviously, as I said before, children. Who's going to get custody? Who's going to pay child support? Most times, obviously, the spouse who has the children will receive child support, so those who have physical custody. What are the grounds for a divorce? Well, there are many. Irreconcilable differences, the simplest. You've been married for 6 months, things didn't work out, or 6 months or more, irreconcilable differences. There's abandonment, where one spouse just leaves the marital home. Constructive abandonment, one spouse refuses to have sex with the other spouse. cruel and inhumane treatment, where we cite at least three instances where one spouse was, you know, not abusive, because it could be both physical and mental abuse. So sometimes people think it's physical abuse, cruel and inhumane treatment. No, sometimes obviously it's mental torture. Adultery, well, you must have a corroborating witness. So most times people, instead of doing adultery, will do cruel and inhumane treatment. Although some religions, Seventh-day Adventists and Jehovah's Witness, they cannot get a divorce but for adultery. After this issue has been resolved, settled, so to speak, as to what grounds your client want to proceed in their divorce, then comes the question about assets, pension plans, 401k plans, savings that, you know, people have in their bank accounts, their checking accounts, or other savings, stocks, stock markets. We look at all the assets. And the first document, besides filing the summons and complaint, we normally have our client fill out their net worth statement. We have to get their tax returns, normally for at least 3 years, but sometimes even five. And they have to list all their assets and liabilities in the net worth statement. So it's a very detailed, cumbersome process, but it is a process necessary to determine who gets what and why. Some people, and that's why we started by saying, don't divorce your money, don't divorce your children, you divorce your spouse. So some spouses, especially the male ones, they want to run away so quickly, they don't even want to make claims to what obviously is in their financial best interest. Obviously, monies that they might have accumulated during the marriage, that was obviously marital property. The longer the marriage is, the more claims that spouses have with each other. The grounds of the divorce very rarely has any determination on whether or not a spouse could receive more or less assets from the other spouse, and we determine that on a case-by-case basis when we meet with our clients and we go through the details of the relationships and the assets of the marriage. Matrimonial issues, as we said, is not always obviously amicable. Sometimes it is. A lot of resentment may foster, you know, where that love is no longer there. And it becomes a lot more complicated, as I said, especially if you're younger as opposed to being older. What happens in those relationships? You know, both spouses are battling for the love of their children and may put the kids in the middle of the battle. That's why we say don't divorce your children. In a divorce, obviously maintaining that relationship as a father, as a mother, is important for that child's development. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. In matrimonial matters, contested divorces, we like to get our cases before a judge as quickly as possible. So normally, once we have served the other party in a divorce matter, we will immediately file for a PC conference, i.e., we want to meet with a judge and the judge's clerk to set a schedule for discovery, to determine whether or not you know, immediate relief might be needed, whether it be maintenance or child support. Because in these situations, the spouse, obviously, with the children, will need financial assistance from the other spouse, the husband. And if he is living somewhere else or she is living somewhere else, then that financial responsibility has to be met to take care of those kids. So whether it be child support or maintenance, you could get, obviously, emergency assistance as a party in the divorce. The more complicated issues with stocks and pensions and other issues, these assets have to be evaluated, and whether it be Lexington, one of the companies that assess the values of pensions that we work with, or whether it be an appraised value of the property or properties, these professional evaluations has to be done, and obviously those things take time. We try to expedite these matters because both parties want to move on, start living a normal life where the stress of that failed relationship is not there. And obviously, especially when there's children, it is the best interest of the children, actually, that these financial issues be settled so that everyone can move on, including the kids. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa and Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Again, we're talking about matrimonial issues. Obviously, you should consult with the attorney before you start the divorce. You determine, obviously, what the attorney fees is going to be, what is the plan of action in terms of how, you know, what are you entitled to, the experience of an attorney does make a difference. At the law firm of Figueroa and Associates, we have been practicing matrimonial law for 28 years. Mr. Figueroa's background is not only in law, but it's in accounting, economics, banking, very important degrees and experiences that could be very useful when assessing these financial issues. A lot of times, attorneys may not be experienced or have that education in those areas, and that obviously is a disadvantage when you hire a lawyer, because the lawyer you hire does make a difference. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa and Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. The website for the law firm of Figueroa and Associates, you could go to www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could give this advice to your family in New York if you're overseas. You could also consult with the firm if your spouse actually ran away from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, and you need to find them. You may not think that they're obviously in New York. We could work with you to get your divorce and also to get, obviously, whatever financial assistance you qualify for. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Thank you.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well, knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro & Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Good day, My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Wills, trusts, and estate planning. A power of attorney, a living will. How are you going to share those assets you accumulated through your lifetime? Who is going to get the rewards for their love for you? I mean, do you love all your children? Can you disinherit your wife or your husband? If you die without a will, who gets the money? What are the tax issues associated with estates over $1 million or $2 million? And most estates that include real property easily exceed $1 million. Who's going to take care of you as you grow older or your health deteriorates? What if you got, obviously, Alzheimer's, that's what they call it? Yeah, Alzheimer's, yeah. Where you start, obviously, losing your memory, your faculty, whatever. What if your wife is abusive or your husband is abusive to you as an elderly person? What if, someone has to get guardianship over you? Do you want it to be that son, daughter who loved you or the son, daughter who, physically abused you? These are the issues that you have to consider when you do your wills, trust, estate planning. is it that time? You know, did the alarm bells go off? And it should, because, as I said, you know, you want to not only obviously protect yourself, but your loved ones. Those little boys, little girls, kids that you have, how are you going to provide for them? Should you get some term insurance? Should it be whole life insurance? Should you leave them $500,000, $1 million, $2 million? And it all depends on the age of the children, or if you want to provide for your grandchildren, you know, how old are they? What would you like to give them? Is it money towards their education? Could you create a special fund for them? These are the issues that we discuss when we do wills, trusts, estate planning. What I have found over the last 28 years practicing wills, trusts, and estate planning is that my background in economics, my background in accounting, my background in banking, and obviously that 28 years experience is obviously very helpful when you give advice on wills, trusts, estate planning. In fact, we use several different software to work with, you know, to mechanize, as they say, the whole process with our clients. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. If you have your will or you don't have a will and you need to get letters testamentary or letters of administration because your loved one has moved on, we could work with you with filing those papers with the surrogate court on your estate matter. Obviously, it's a very difficult time. Unfortunately, families have a lot of disputes around this time. People who would never wrong the loved one just pop up and make claims to the estate. Your estate could be contested. And sometimes because the person who has moved on didn't do proper wills, trusts, and estate planning, may disinherit the people that they love and give all their assets to the people who basically did nothing for them during their lifetime. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. The website for the law firm Figueroa & Associates is at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. If you're listening to this program in another country, you could obviously communicate with the office or have your family communicate with the office through our phone number or through our website. Thank you.
Love is in the air. Do you know that a prenup or an irrevocable trust can say, "I love you" in a way flowers and chocolates never could? Ask the Lawyer. Let the law firm of Fig, R.O. and Associates show you how. Don't hesitate. Call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us to schedule an appointment today.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figueroa & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Arle Lou Izon is a criminal, now deceased and indicted by the federal government for defrauding thousands of Grenadians. If you or a family member is a victim of Arle Lou Izon and are in deportation proceedings or any immigration matters pending in immigration court, please call the law firm of Figaro and Associates at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro and Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For a case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
Hello, my name is Deandra Archibald, and I'm an attorney. I practice workers' compensation law, and I have some information for you today. If you work in some type of employment that requires you to do something repetitively, you may have a workers' compensation claim. Typically, we tell employees to file this claim when they're close to retirement. The claims include hearing loss claims if you work in a noisy environment, such as working with New York City Transit Authority, if you work on the trains, if you work in a construction site and you've been a laborer for a very long time, if you work in play setting or, you know, in movie operations and you've had to do repetitive lifting, even as a typist, you're typing repetitively. All of these things can cause injuries over time. With hearing loss, a hearing loss claim, even if your employer provided you with hearing protection and gave you regular hearing tests on the job, some employers give you a hearing test every year, every 2 years, even if that was the case and they never told you you had hearing loss, once you've retired, if you've noticed that you've had hearing loss once you're removed from the job, the waiting period is 90 days. By the way, you have to be removed from the noisy environment for 90 days for your hearing to level out. You can go and get tested. If you do have some sort of hearing loss, you can be compensated for that under workers' compensation law. If you work in a sedentary setting where you type all day for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you develop carpal tunnel syndrome, or what they call tennis elbow, that also can be compensated. So if you lost any range of motion or you've developed some type of injury to that body part because of this repetitive stress, then you can also be compensated. You will receive a settlement check by filing for workers' compensation. So if you believe that you've worked in a job for a period of time and you do repetitive activities in that job and it may have caused you pain, if you work in a job where you need to walk a lot, say you work in transit and you have to walk on uneven surfaces on the tracks, or in a delivery service type of setting where you're constantly on your feet going from door to door, or in a construction setting where you are also walking on uneven surfaces or climbing up ladders or crouching, you may develop plantar fasciitis, you may develop issues with your knees, other issues with your feet, you may develop back pain. You never know. All of these things are called occupational disease claims, okay? They're called repetitive stress injuries also because they can happen over time and they are also compensable. You can get your medical treatment paid for the rest of your life for these injuries, and you may also be eligible for a settlement check. So if you think that your job may have caused some long-term issues due to your day-to-day activities, give us a call. We can walk you through it and find out if this is a compensable claim. The telephone number to call is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Give us a call today.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now. 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro and Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figaro & Associates will protect you. Figaro & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
The following is a public service announcement from the law firm of Figaro & Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call
8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
Public schools in the United States have a long history of segregation by class and race. While some progress has been made in recent years to address these issues, many public schools remain highly segregated. This can be due to various factors, such as demographic patterns, housing patterns, and school district boundaries. Additionally, some states have policies that contribute to school segregation, such as zero tolerance policies, that disproportionately affect students of color. It is crucial to continue working towards desegregation and equity in education. Are the mayor of New York City and the governor of New York State contributing to the destruction of minority families by ignoring this problem? Are charter schools the solution? Is open enrollment the solution? What are the solutions of the New York City City Council, whose majority are Democratic and minority? If you do not know the answers to these questions, is this a problem of moral principles? When are you going to demand action?
You just listened to a public service announcement from the law firm of Figaro & Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us. The following is a public service announcement from the law firm of Figaro & Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
Two cops stop you while walking down the street because you match the description of someone who committed a crime nearby. You haven't, but they question and accuse you, saying they will bring you in. What do you do? Just let them know you will be happy to go with them. Do not be confrontational and be totally agreeable. Ask them to read you your Miranda rights and invoke your right to silence until you can speak to your attorney. Again, be cooperative, but only to the extent of name, ID, address, and if asked where you are going. From that point, say nothing more. If they say they have witnesses, agree to have them do a drive-by with their witnesses. If they come down hard, again, be non-confrontational and agree to go with them, but do not engage in any form of conversation. Not a word, not a peep. They are trained to get you to talk. You do not have to speak to them other than basic info and tell them you wish to talk to an attorney. If they call for more officers, do not be intimidated. If they call for a supervisor, do not get intimidated. If they cuff you, do not get intimidated.
You just listened to a public service announcement from the law firm of Figaro & Associates. To schedule a legal consultation on this or any other issue, please call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us.
Love is in the air. Do you know that a prenup or an irrevocable trust can say, "I love you" in a way flowers and chocolates never could? Ask the lawyer. Let the law firm of Fig, R. Rowe, and Associates show you how. Don't hesitate. Call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us to schedule an appointment today.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for listening. Remember, this is your opportunity for a consultation on absolutely any legal issue or concern that you may have. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. March is Women's Month, and in the words of our forever First Lady, Michelle Obama, there is no limit to what we as women can accomplish. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. Be happy, be safe, be well.